Hare Krishna.
Pleased to welcome this day Vijay Prabhu. I would like to just introduce this, whatever I know. Prabhuji joined the movement in 1978, and that is few months after Prabhupada left this material world. And he is the initial disciple of His Holiness Hridayananda Maharaj. And Prabhuji is Minister for Book Distribution since 2002 for ISKCON. And he is widely traveling and conducting seminars and training programs on book distribution since then. Almost 8 months in a year he traveled, and about 4 months he stayed in LA in the US. So this is just something I know of Prabhuji. And I was just seeing Prabhuji's clips, and that there's a lot of, Prabhuji is having very great experience on distribution under very, adverse situations, adverse conditions. Hare Krishna.
Om Gyanatamanandasya, Gyananjana Salakya, Chakshurumuditam Dena, Tasmai Shri Yavarayana. Mukham Guru Dvajalam, Bhangun Langayate Gurim, Kripa Taraham Bande, Shri Gurum Yinatana. Vanchikapati Vyascha, Kripa Sindhu Devacha, Patitanam Pavane, Vaishnave, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhupada Jananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasati Gaur Bhakta. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Srila Prabhupada, he quite often stressed the importance of book distribution, along with his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because they were pure devotees of Krishna, and they understood that people were suffering due to a lack of Krishna consciousness. So devotees of Krishna, they want to see that everyone is happy, so they try to help you become happy. And also Krishna, he comes to help the living entities come out of darkness. The material world is a very dark place. So Krishna comes to try to enlighten people. Just like we have this on the BTG cover. There's the Bhagavatam, shining light into the Kali Yuga. Symbol is there. So that's what this movement is about. We're trying to shed light into people's lives. So when we go out and we distribute books, we're actually torchbearers of light. We have Prabhupada's books are like torches that are shining light into people's lives. Their heart is very dark, so they get a book and then their life starts to light up. Prabhupada, he actually wrote a letter and said that if anybody even touches a book and appreciates the contents, then next life they get a human form. So we're actually, when we go out and distribute books, we're actually interfering in a very positive way with people's future. The only thing that can change their karma is coming in contact with Krishna. So we want to interfere with their material lives in a very positive way. Here in Singapore, it's not an easy thing, because because the government is not very favorable. You know, they tolerate us. But there's many devotees that distribute books here. So it's possible, door to door, right? You can do door to door. So it may be difficult, but it's glorious. It's a glorious struggle to spread Krishna consciousness. And actually we're still kind of like in the pioneering part of ISKCON. You know, the Christianity movement, it was 200 years after Jesus had left that Christianity actually started taking off, started becoming popular. And they struggled so much. They were, I think it was the Romans, they would say, "You're Christian?" All they had to do was say no. They said yes, they'd throw them to the lions. Imagine that. So they struggled so much. Jesus, he only preached for 3 years. And now Christianity is all over the world. Prabhupada preached in a big way for about 11 years. Even in India also he was preaching. But globally, 11 years. And now also we're all over the world. Mainly by book distribution, Harinam book distribution. So, but still, this is the beginning. Only now the movement's been around since basically 66. So, what is that? It's 45 years. Still very young in the beginning. So we're kind of like pioneers. They'll be difficult, but glorious, very glorious. And the difficulty that you may undergo on book distribution is the price we pay for pure devotional service. So this difficulty is very good. Krishna is pleased that we undergo some austerity for a higher cause. And he even says in the Bhagavad Gita, Saha Yajna Prachasvasta Purvacha Prajapati, that the Lord sent forth generations of men and demigods and blessed them, saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and attaining liberation." So this yajna, Saha Yajna Prachasvasta, This is how to be happy, by sacrifice. Sacrifice some of our personal needs, our time, for the cause of spreading Krishna consciousness. And Krishna is very pleased by this. Everybody is doing sacrifice. It's like here in Singapore, people, they work so hard, isn't it? Work so hard to make money, more and more money. All over the world, people are working very hard, sacrifice sometimes 2 jobs, 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day, working hard. Big sacrifice. Sometimes they can't eat properly. But to sacrifice for the cause of helping people in their spiritual lives, this is very auspicious. One devotee, he was saying how this, when we go on book distribution, the books are the deities, and the sankirtan spot where we are distributing, this is like the altar. And the books that we distribute to people, this is the puja. So it's deity worship. And there's actually a statement in the Bhagavatam that if anybody goes out of their way to help others advance in spiritual life and undergo some suffering, some austerity in that. This is the highest method of worship. It's the highest method of worshiping the Supreme Personality of God. It's the highest deity worship. very important, because the thing about the super soul, Paramatma, he's going around with the living energies all over universes, right? Wherever he goes, waiting for the living energy to turn to him. So when we go out on book distribution, the super soul is very pleased. The soul is there that we're approaching. The super soul is right next. And the super soul is very pleased, because finally this soul is getting an opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. So the super soul is very pleased with us. And Krishna says also, Yahidang Padamang Guyam. One who is preaching this great secret, this message of Bhagavad Gita, is most dear to me. And there'll never be anyone more dear to me. So Krishna, he's revealing his mind. One of the loving exchanges, right? It's revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring. Of course, Krishna doesn't have to inquire, but he's revealing. He's revealing his mind here. And a very important thing that he's revealing here. How to please him. We're all here to try to please Krishna, trying to become devotees of Krishna. So Krishna is very clearly saying, this is most pleasing to me. You do this and you'll please me. So you get a lot of mercy if we do this activity. And this is what we need. We need mercy. It's Kali Yuga. Yeah. It's a degraded age. So we need special mercy. Extra credit. Just like if someone has a job and you do some extra work and the boss is pleased, you know, and he gives you an extra payment also. So Krishna is the supreme boss. An equal opportunity employer. So if we do some extra, whatever we do, extra for Krishna, then he's very pleased. You're all householders. You have your duties in your household ashram. Raising your family in Krishna consciousness is very important. But if you do something extra, very auspicious. I think we have this in California. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he started this thing called Monthly Sankirtan Festival, where the congregation, they go out religiously once a month and they go out and distribute books. Every weekend might be a little bit of a strain, because weekend, you know, that's your time off. You know? You're working hard through the week and you want to take a little break. So, of course, some of the devotees are so inspired by this monthly Sankirtan festival that they go out on the weekends too. They consider this like their break. Because it's very nice. Book distribution is a very, very ecstatic activity. It's my favorite activity by far. That's why I've been doing it now for 33 years. And I hope to be able to continue doing it until the body doesn't allow anymore. Because it's such a wonderful activity. Getting people started in their spiritual life. And book distribution, it's an activity in which you have to take shelter of Krishna. Because it's not an easy thing. You're approaching people that may not be interested in Krishna at all. Most people aren't. And you're trying to convince them to buy a book and something that they're may not even be interested in. Trying to convince them. So, not an easy thing to do. So one has to take shelter of Krishna a lot. And that's the key. One has to be very sincere. Chant good japa. Read Prabhupada's books. And this is what gives one the strength to distribute books. One has to have the spiritual strength. And then when you go out, then people are inspired by the sincerity of the devotee. So we have to be convinced. And that comes from hearing. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we become surcharged by the spiritual potency, by reading his books. In one purport, Prabhupada, he says that the pure devotee does not have a material body because of his being surcharged with the identical interests of Krishna. So the pure devotee has this identical interest. Krishna's main interest is in spreading Krishna consciousness. Therefore Lord Chaitanya, he came. And what was Lord Chaitanya doing? He was preaching. He was preaching all over India, Harinam, preaching to scholars and all over India. And he told one of his admirers, Yari Dekat Kaha Krishna, Yari Dekat Kaha Krishna, Ukkashupades, Amara Gyayav Anatarayades. He told them that Kurma Brahma, that you instruct everyone of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And this way you become a spiritual master. Liberate everyone in the land. So this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he asked Haridas Thakur that how will all the living entities be delivered? Lord Chaitanya, he was in anxiety because he didn't like to see the suffering of the people. And so Haridas Thakur, he said to him, by this chanting the holy name, even the non-moving living entities, they will benefit. Prabhupada, in the purport, he says, this is the duty of a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to relieve the anxiety. So when we go out to distribute books, this is what we're doing. Every book distributed is relieving the anxiety of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kind of inconceivable. Lord Chaitanya's God. How can Lord Chaitanya be an anxiety? Well, this is the only anxiety of the pure devotees and even the Supreme Lord, is to help others again be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Excuse me. Got a little bit of a throat problem. So I'm curious, how many of you have distributed books before? Okay, so practically all of you. So you have some experience. So, of course sometimes devotees are a little reluctant to go out because the difficulty, but actually, you know, Queen Kunti, she prayed, Vipidasa Tatasa Jagatguru Babato Darsanam Yantad Apana Babadarsanam. She was such a great Vaishnavi that she prayed for calamity. Because when calamity comes, then I take shelter of Krishna. And what's amazing is that although I've been distributing books for 33 years now, still, whenever I go on book distribution, it's difficult. And I had to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna, please help me. Help me in this, in endeavor to distribute books. It's not that after you distribute books for so long that it becomes easy. Of course, you know, it becomes easy in the sense that you know to take shelter of Krishna. So you know, that's the key, is we have to take shelter of Krishna. Cry out to Krishna, please Krishna, help me to be an instrument in your hands. Help me to understand these people, they need books, they need this knowledge. Help me to be sincere. You know, so you have to, it's an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. Very fortunate. Actually, we're very fortunate to be in such a situation where we have to take shelter of Krishna. It's great, great fortune. Because Srila Prabhupada, he said, for one who is desiring a comfortable life in Krishna consciousness, then advancement will be very slow. So to go out and distribute books, it's not a, you feel a little uncomfortable, you know. But that's good. Then you take shelter of Krishna. Then you feel comfortable. So it's very, very important. Spend some time. Try to figure out a day in the month where you could all be involved in this. So just go out 3 hours or so. Make it a part of the yatra, and you'll see. It'll be very auspicious. Sri Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, will be very happy. And not only will you be inspired, but more people will come. People are looking for this knowledge, just like all of us. We were looking. You're very fortunate. Bhagavad Gita was, you know, practically on your lap, you know, from your birth. But I had to go searching all over for the truth. And Indians, you know. A lot of Indians, although they didn't have some knowledge, still their knowledge of Krishna is very vague, unclear. Nobody, you know, in India there's so many different gods, and very difficult to understand Krishna without having some guidance from Prabhupada. There was actually one scholar. He translated the Bhagavad Gita. He would teach the Bhagavad Gita. And somehow he got one of Srila Prabhupada's translations. He got the Bhagavad Gita. And he read it. And he went to the Vrindavan temple. And he said, you know, I've translated the Bhagavad Gita. He said to one devotee. And I've read it so many times. But when I read this translation of Bhagavad Gita, I was in tears. Because this person, he was on the battlefield, speaking of Prabhupada. He had such a clear understanding of what Krishna was saying, much, you know, much beyond my understanding. And he was a scholar of Bhagavad Gita. He was so happy to read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So there's so many people here in Singapore that would appreciate getting Srila Prabhupada's books. So make it a program here in Singapore. And what will happen is the whole yatra, you'll see it become alive. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, if one has life, then one will preach. So on the other side, on the other hand, if one doesn't have life, then you won't preach. So you have to pray for that. A life to go out and preach. And you'll see nice reciprocation. Your advancement will, you'll bloom in your spiritual life. Now you may distribute books for some time and may not see a result coming. But it'll happen. You'll see. It's like if you're boiling water, you're gonna cook something and you're boiling water. Now for 30 seconds, say you have that much water in the pot, for 30 seconds you look down, you don't see anything. Even a minute, you look down, you don't see anything. Even a minute and a half, 2 minutes. You look down, still the same. But after some time, in the 3 minutes, 4 minutes, then you start seeing bubbles on the bottom, on the sides. And then after, 5 minutes, then the water's absorbing the heat and it turns into a boil. Right? So it's like that. We're distributing books now. We may not see much result. But as we continue distributing books, the result comes. Even in this short time, 40 years or so. Such a great result. Now there's almost 1 million, if not more, devotees on the planet. Mainly congregation who accept that Srila Prabhupada is their main guide, spiritual guide. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's happening. So Singapore should be a part of this. You have books here? Yeah? Where do you get your books from?
Malaysia,
okay. Yeah. So please, make this a part of your yatra here in Singapore. And it's so exciting to see new people coming. Recently I was in Los Angeles, and one student I distributed at university, so he became a devotee. So it's so enlivening to see someone just plucked out of the material nature because of getting Prabhupada's books. So it'll happen. It'll happen. You go out, you distribute books, people will come. And they'll be so inspired. And it'll bring new life to the temple also, new people coming. You see the same people all the time. Something's missing if you just see the same people all the time. You see new blood coming in. It's like yes, we're doing something. Yeah, there's some life here. So, there's a few words I thought I'd say to you. Is there any question or comment? Is there a clock? Oh yeah, there it is. Okay. So, any question if you have? Yes.
How should one approach, if you don't know a person and you're approaching him for purpose of book distribution, what should your approach like, or what should be the usual way?
When we approach someone, what should we say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think mainly the way you distribute books here is door to door. Yeah? You can't go to the walking street or anything, right? They don't allow? You can't. Yeah, so door to door. So generally what I say is knock on the door and they answer. And I say, hello, nice to meet you. We're distributing these books trying to increase wisdom here in Singapore. People appreciate that. Actually, what I say is I'm your local monk. But you can't say that because you're grass. People like to meet monks, yeah. But you can say like that. We're on a mission today to try to increase wisdom. We have these nice books. Of course, mainly you would go to Indian homes, so they know Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. Or you could have some other books also. They might have a Bhagavad Gita already. So you can just present to them. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he said to a Sankirtan devotee who told Srila Prabhupada that he was teaching the devotees to be sincere. And Prabhupada said that's the main point. That if you're sincere, then Krishna enlightens you from within about what to say. But to do that, you have to actually do the activity. Then Krishna inspires you from within what to say to people. And it's really good if you regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books, because then you get ideas of what to say. But one nice thing about door-to-door is that the people, they come to you when you're out talking to, you know, in the city or the street walk there, public walkway, and you have to stop people. Sometimes that's hard. Very, very hard. People are in a hurry. But door-to-door, they're coming to you and you're speaking to them. So that's an advantage. And if you meet really nice people, you have their address, you can go back and visit, bring prasadam. So that's a big advantage. And it's not that big an area here. You could systematically, you know, you're the Sankirtan leader, right? So you can actually systematically go through the whole city. I know there's a devotee in Ireland. He goes and he covers the whole island every year. And always nice experiences, because sometimes the people aren't there, and you go next year and all the people are there. So, Krishna will inspire you from within what you say. But basically, what I do is I small talk in the beginning, and then show them the book. Prabhupada was very fond of pictures being in the book. And he said it's all about the pictures. People are attracted to art. And there's a saying, you probably have this saying, you probably know it. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Yeah, it's a common saying. So especially when a picture has a message, you know, we've all seen the picture of the changing bodies. But when people see that the first time, it's pretty amazing. Really, like, wow. Oh, here, we have a Bhagavad Gita. So I'll give you an idea of what I say when I show the books. So this is a picture that people really, really appreciate, is the five senses and the horses. So I tell them, see, the chariot is the body, the reins is the mind, the senses are the different horses, the intelligence is the driver, and the passenger is the soul, saying, whoa, slow down. Don't be reckless. People like this so much. They buy the book sometimes just because of this picture. It's a very, very strong message here. One student even told me, I distributed a book to him. I saw him the next year at the same campus. And he said he cut this picture out and he pasted it on his wall next to his bed. So when he wakes up in the morning, he understands this is the situation. And that's somebody that I met, you know, a year later. Probably so many people doing that. I tell them, see, this is the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Everybody is controlled by these different modes of nature, moved by these different modes of nature. So then I get them involved and I ask them, so which one? Which one are you moved by? Goodness, passion, or ignorance? Sometimes they say goodness, passion, or ignorance. You know. So it's good to get them involved. You're out the door, you're speaking to them, you're showing them this. So which one? Which one are you moved by? Which one of these modes of nature? You get them involved a little bit. It's an amazing analogy here also. I tell them, see this guy here, he's been there a while. Yeah, a little meditation. They like that. And if they tell me, like, sometimes they ask me, so what kind of work do you do? You're an engineer or a doctor? And then when I get to this, if they say they're an engineer, I say, yeah, see this guy, he used to be an engineer. A little joke is good too, you know, make it a little. I usually don't say anything. This is pretty heavy. So some of the pictures, I don't say anything. They're not preaching pictures, you know. But this is a preaching picture. See, I tell them, see this, this is a wise man. The wise man, he sees within everyone the soul, therefore his great respect for all different forms of life. So that gives you an idea of, now the, see the pictures are kind of like candy on the coating. Just like a child doesn't want to take medicine, so they put some candy coating over it. Here's a nice candy for you. Yeah, but you know there's medicine in it. So just that he takes the medicine, otherwise he won't take the medicine. And the doctor here. You know. So these pictures are kind of like candy on the coating. You get them attracted to take it, and then when they actually read it, oh, this is medicine. You know, there's so many things. Prabhupada's chastising, Krishna's chastising so much in the Bhagavad Gita. You know, so it's medicine for the soul. In the material world, everybody is diseased with a false ego. It's an epidemic, big problem. People are controlled and bewildered by the false ego, thinking that I'm American or I'm Russian or Chinese or Indian. This is all contamination. Right? So this is the medicine that can cure the disease. It's like, imagine if there is a doctor, a medical scientist, let's say, he found the cure for AIDS and cancer. That'd be a huge finding, right? I mean, it'd be top news all over the world, right? Doctor has found cure for all cancer. Like, it'd be like huge. And AIDS. But now imagine if he didn't give out the medicine. He kept it and didn't give it out. That would be the next major news. Doctor has found cure for cancer and AIDS. He doesn't give it out. He went on a cruise for 6 months or something. You know. Didn't give it up. He would be considered to be a horrible person. Although so intelligent, he would be considered to be horrible because he's got the medicine, but he doesn't give it out to the patients. So we have the medicine to cure all disease, not only cancer and AIDS, and, you know, every disease. How many diseases are there? Thousands. Thousands, isn't it? So all the diseases can be cured simply by following the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Because if someone follows these teachings strictly, sincerely, you become a devotee of Krishna. You surrender to Krishna. You go back to Godhead. No disease. Right? No disease, no birth, no death, no old age. It's all right there. So therefore, it's important that we get this medicine out. You know, somehow, we've been given this wonderful process, and we're very fortunate. So, our position is to help as many people as possible to also become fortunate. Increase the fortune. Prabhupada is very kind to give us this mercy. So we should show some gratitude. Yeah. God knows where we would be if we weren't following this. So this is a sign of gratitude. Prabhupada said, you cannot repay me for what I've given you. I've given you Krishna. But if you want to try, then distribute books. This is how important it is. This is the best way to repay our grandfather, Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhupada.
Selling Bhagavad Gita and books is like a marketing. So in marketing, our body language, our communication, our
are quite important. But here in foreign countries like Singapore, for Indian is going, if an Indian is visiting some Chinese house, so Chinese prefer to see foreign people. Or quite more, most of the thing which we have seen in MRT, they prefer to see foreigners instead of Indians. So how do we first that bottleneck which is there in their mind?
So the Chinese are not interested in hearing from an Indian, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean they don't like the company of Indians.
They
don't like the company of Indians.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, they like company of foreigners.
They are impressed by the Caucasians.
Well, Indians are foreigners also, but other than Indians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Westerners.
So how's this?
Like Americans or something, or
yeah.
Europeans. Okay.
They have an affinity for U.S. pets.
Yeah, unfortunately. We've caused such a disturbance all over the world. McDonald's and Jack in the Box. Nonsense. So, well, yeah, book distribution is, it's marketing. But, you know, the main thing when we distribute books is our consciousness. See, if you approach person, a Chinese person, and you're thinking that this person's not going to appreciate anything I say because I'm Indian, then you're off on the wrong step, because you're not Indian, and that person's not Chinese. Somehow you got to step out of that, because I've heard that there's Chinese devotees, right? So there may not be, it may be more difficult. I know they have an affinity for many types of meat, non-veg, it's difficult for them. But there are some Chinese devotees all over the world. So you have to become clear of that mindset. Because 95% of our ability to distribute books is just in our consciousness. Our sincerity, our desire to spread Krishna consciousness. So this comes from sadhana. When you approach a Chinese person, because you have good sadhana, you understand, listen, there's no Chinese person here. It's a spirit soul in a Chinese body. Eternal servant of Krishna. That's the reality. So when you get in this mindset, to every person you approach, you're going to be in ecstasy. And you're going to be in so much ecstasy that they're going to also forget that you're an Indian. They're just going to think, this guy's a nice guy. This is a nice person. So, and this is how devotees are able to distribute books, large numbers of books, for many, many years, because they have this purity. Purity is the force. Business is not the force. Or marketing, yeah. But the main thing is we're sincerely going out and trying to give Krishna consciousness to others. So this is the main point, is that we're going out to please Krishna, not to be Krishna conscious. Good japa, reading Prabhupada's books. When you're out distributing books, you should be praying to Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, praying to Lord Chaitanya. You got to get absorbed in Krishna. And this gives, the book distribution gives impetus to be absorbed in Krishna. Because you have to really, it's not easy. But when you take shelter of Krishna, then it can be so easy. It's amazing. It's amazing how many people take books in such a short time when you're like really fired up. Really blissful. So it'll be a challenge here, but no wonderful thing has happened without challenges. Prabhupada, look at how much challenge he had. You know, Prabhupada, pure devotee, Paramahansa, Shaktivesha avatar, goes to New York City, 1965, and he's the people that he's trying to turn into devotees are hippies, drug addicts, just, you know, lowest of the low, mlechas, yavanas, meat eaters, all just lowest of the low. And Prabhupada turned them into swans. He was determined. But what a great challenge. And he had to write the books, had to get the books printed, do so much. All we had to do was, the books were already printed, all we had to do was get the books and go door to door. We have it easy. Prabhupada, sure. He was going door to door also in Delhi. And he collapsed, heat stroke. Someone picked him up. Someone that knew him. People thought he was just a drunkard. Someone saw who he was, picked him up, took care of him. So Prabhupada underwent a great struggle. So we would, to go out here and distribute books in Singapore is a little struggle. So let's do a little struggle for Prabhupada, for Krishna. So does it sound good? Monthly Sankirtan festival? Yeah, sounds good. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Anything else?
To any particular order that should be followed by book distribution, or should it only be Bhagavad?
Oh no. There's actually, because mostly you're probably distributing to Indians, they already have, a lot of them already have Bhagavad Gita. So you can bring others. You have JSD, Journey of Self-Discovery, Science of Self-Realization. Very nice book.
You can start with small books and then...
Also small, you can start out, we have small books also. Start out with small, just to get used to it. So many of you have had some experience. So continue, and you'll see Krishna will guide you from within. And to pray, and Krishna guides. You'll be amazed. Very exciting. It's an adventure. Book distribution is an adventure. You never know what's going to happen. Amazing things happen in book distribution daily. Any other question or comment?
Sudarshan Prabhu, who's the who does door-to-door almost everything, it's like the full-time book distributor here.
Uh-huh.
He's unable to come today, but I've requested him to just pen some of his thoughts, some questions that devotees may be interested to ask.
Oh, so this is he gave us 8 questions. Should have given this to me earlier. General apathy that book distribution is too difficult. It's not too difficult. It can be difficult, but it's not too difficult. Because it's not that difficult. You just go up to people and you speak to them and try to convince them to take a book. So, you know, the worst thing that will happen is they'll say no. Not that bad. I mean, you can take it, you know. Not that difficult. So tolerance. You have to be tolerant. Tatikshaya karuniya maitra tikila jantushu samadvahena chisharadma bhagavan sampasidati. In the Bhagavatam it said that if you approach people with these 4 qualities, Krishna is very pleased. Tolerance, compassion, in a friendly way, and equal, samadvena, each people equal, everybody's part of Krishna. So, very important. Perception that it is too difficult and it is illegal. People are afraid it's illegal. But is it, if you just go and you're nice and you don't cause any friction, then it's not a problem, right? So, don't worry. People aren't interested, no problem, have a nice day. See, one thing that as I travel around the world, I try to encourage devotees that no matter what they say or what they do, they should walk away with a good feeling. They had a good exchange, even if they're not interested. you just be gentle, be nice, be kind, and they won't take it now. Jai Shri Panchatattva. They may not take it this time, but because you were a gentleman or a lady, they appreciate that. Maybe next time they'll take a book. It's a small island, so that's important also. You may see them again. Problem of our own mind. Mind is a problem. So, yeah, especially when you go out on book distribution, you're beating the mind. Because the mind doesn't want to go out. The biggest problem is the mind. It's fighting, oh no, I don't want to go out. But the soul wants to go out. Because the soul wants to please Krishna. The mind just wants sense gratification. It's contaminated. That's what it wants. And so we have to control the mind by the intelligence. Next door neighbor is the soul, super soul. So better to listen to our higher intelligence, to the soul, than to the mind. A lack of enthusiasm. So enthusiasm comes from associating with Krishna, associating with Srila Prabhupada. And that comes from the books, that comes from the holy name. Associating with other devotees that are enthusiastic to distribute books, and you become enthusiastic. In Brazil they have a saying that you tell me who your friends are and I tell you who you are. You're known by the company you keep. Or birds of a feather, they flock together. Right? So you should all get fired up in the book distribution. And then you'll enthuse each other. Right? You'll get inspiration. It's so nice to know, you know that when you're out on this monthly Sankirtan festival, that there may be 20 of you out around the island distributing books. It's very exciting. There used to be a saying that the sun never sets on the British Empire. Right? Of course, that saying is not valid anymore. But you can say that now about book distributors in ISKCON. The sun never sets on Srila Prabhupada's book distributors. Right now, as we're speaking, books are going out. Actually, every 7 seconds, a book is being distributed on the planet. Every 7 seconds. So I don't know how many is that during this class, but a lot of books, right? So you should also be a part of that. Books going out on the planet. How do I do it alone? Well, it's good to go out with another, especially when you're just beginning. Go out with somebody else. Especially women should never go alone. Always go with another. Lady or man. But if you, after you've gotten some expertise, especially the men, you can go out alone, no problem. You're not alone. Super soul is with you. Paramatma is right there, rooting you on. Yes, go for it. Distribute books. We're never alone. Prabhupada, he said, I always feel the presence of my spiritual master. So we're never alone. Lack of emphasis placed on book distribution by leaders. Don't worry about the leaders. Prabhupada is our leader. Prabhupada wants the books to be distributed. Krishna is our leader. So try your best to please Krishna, please Srila Prabhupada. And then you know. And the leaders also, they will appreciate new people coming. What if they humiliate me? That's very, very rare. And even if that happens, helps us become more humble. So that's welcomed. we shouldn't, you know, feel bad. This person has humiliated me. Just feel it. I deserve it. I did something in the past by which this person is now humiliating me. And even if you get a lot of no's, the way you can take that is that it's Krishna saying no because I'm insincere. No, 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 no. Just take that out. See, Krishna's reciprocating with me because of my insincerity. So then you spiritualize the no's. You see? So it's, and even someone humiliates you, well, so that's okay. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami, if someone praised him, he would run away. If someone criticized him, he would listen. Oh, this is very good. You know, how many of us are like that, right? But this is a Vaishnava. He doesn't mind being criticized. No problem. Because we're not the body anyway. We're the soul. No problem. It helps us understand further that we're not the body. If we can take it. But if we get angry, then our conscience goes down. But if we can take it in a humble way, then our conscience goes up. Janata piece new chaina. Aurora piece is. So this verse is very important. Lord Chaitanya, or Krishna Das Kaviraj says that this verse should be worn around our neck, strung by the holy name. So important. So once you think oneself lower than straw on the street, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others, without desire and respect for oneself. So when you go on book distribution, you have to actually exercise this verse. Because you go out, you have to be tolerant. If you're always, you know, just, you know, in a situation where you don't have to be tolerant, then how can you exercise? How can you become tolerant? If it's always easy going, then you don't have to exercise. It's like if someone wants to be get big muscles, but he doesn't lift weights, then how is he going to get big muscles? No, he's got to go out and lift the weights. So book distribution is kind of like lifting our spiritual weights. Becoming strong spiritually. So to think oneself lower than the strongest tree, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige. So this book distribution, it helps us develop the qualities of this that are in this verse. Humility is the crown jewel of devotional service. So this is how to develop this humility. Preach. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when will I with a humble heart go out and spread the glorious name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This humility is very important. Prabhupada wrote to sannyasis, he said, if you're not humble and you're not tolerant, you'll not be able to preach Krishna. Okay, anything else?
So when you usually distribute Bhagavad Gita to Indians, they have a notion that this is something religious. They perceive it as something bringing them towards religion or something like that. How to bring them out of that mold? The first thing when you...
Well, if they're not interested because it's religious, then sometimes you just have to tell them, all right, have a good day. Because they're not interested. If someone's not interested, then why waste time? It's just like if you want to have a nice, juicy mango, and it's on the tree, and it's green, what do you do? What do you do? You leave it there, right? Just leave the mango alone. Eventually it's going to become ripe. Right? So people that aren't interested, just leave it alone. Okay. Maybe in the future he'll be interested, but now he's not interested. People that aren't interested, just let them go. There's other people that are interested. They're ripe. They're ready. So then we talk to those two. Otherwise we waste time. We could try, if they're not interested in Jayashi Panchatattva. If they're kind of like not showing a big resistance, then you could try a little bit. But generally when they say, I'm not interested in religion, I just let them go. Okay, have a nice day. Nice to see you. Okay? Okay, yes?
Maybe, I actually not done any preaching, but I was previously in marketing. So when we go with our products, they will say, oh, we have already this product with us, we don't need your product. They will say, we have this Bhagavad Gita with us, we don't need your Bhagavad Gita. Or they will be, sometimes they will ask him, what is there in that your Bhagavad Gita? Can you summarize it?
So, yes, sometimes, yeah, that's a common thing. Indians say, oh, I already have a Bhagavad Gita. So I tell them that so many translations of the Bhagavad Gita have already come to the West, but nobody became a devotee of Krishna until the Bhagavad Gita as it is came. So this Bhagavad Gita is actually much more authentic than other translations. And sometimes they take like that. If they don't take after that, then a lot of times they just don't want to get a Bhagavad Gita. I already have one. It's hard if they already say they have a Bhagavad Gita, then it's hard. But sometimes when you say that, they take the Bhagavad Gita. I tell them, listen, I'm an American. You know, this Bhagavad Gita turned me into a devotee of Krishna. So sometimes that also kind of like is enough to turn their their feelings. Take the Bhagavad Gita.
Is the question answers with the owner of the house is good or better?
Huh?
Question answers, maybe. Okay, you have read the Bhagavad Gita. So maybe we can go into the question answers more with the owner of the house. Can we, is it suggested? I mean, you suggest that?
Oh, then you could ask me, are you saying, well, we can ask them, well, can you tell me something about it?
Uh-huh.
Say something, kind of challenge them a little bit. Because most of them have the Bhagavad Gita, they never read it. Right? Same thing with Christianity. A lot of them have the Bible and never read it. Oh, my grandmother, she read, she knows, she told me about Bhagavad Gita. That's very common. So yeah, I mean, you could try, but don't waste too much time, because mostly they're just not interested. This material world, this is where people have forgotten Krishna. They want to continue forgetting Krishna. So it's rare to find somebody that wants to hear about Krishna. It's a prison. People want to forget the government. They want to forget Krishna. So we're preaching to the prisoners. It's not easy. They don't want to hear the glories of the government. Okay? Yeah?
Do you carry prasadam with you when you go?
It's very auspicious. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten that organized yet, but it's extremely auspicious to bring prasadam.
So if someone refuses a book?
You can offer them prasadam. It's very nice to bring prasadam. If you could arrange that, maybe your wife could make some prasadam or something. It's very auspicious. Because actually Krishna says that sacrifice without giving prasadam, without distribution of prasadam, or giving of mantras, or recitation of mantras is sacrificing the mode of ignorance. So it's in the Bhagavad Gita. So it's very, very, very auspicious. You can also have prasadam. Then they can take, if they don't take a book, at least you can give them some prasadam. Very auspicious. Maybe it could be organized on the, you know, on your monthly sankirtan day. You'd have a lot of prasadam, you know, packets of prasadam distributed. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental book distribution ki jai.
His grace Vijay Prabhu ki
jai.
He's died, huh? They died it. Krishna. Okay.